was 30-something years ago, but still. KSL News Time is 8:09. Another check of Triple Team traffic on your Monday morning, and hopefully a little bit of improvement out there, Andy Farnsworth.
Yeah, you know, Steve Young played for the Buccaneers back then,
yes.
So, you know,
the oh, that's
ref was
true.
Probably bored
was he? He was at
the
Buccaneers, huh?
The game. Yeah.
Before he went to the 49ers. He was bored.
I'm just saying. All right, hey, I-15, plenty of delays remain between Bangor Highway and about 90th South. The other stretch goes from the 215 South Interchange to 33rd South. Between those two, your KSL drive time from Point of the Mountain to downtown is between 30 and 35 minutes right now. Bangor Highway, two crashes, one at 70th, one at 6200 South. Keeping you slow most of the way from West Jordan all the way into Taylorsville. Eric Butler.
Starting to stack up on the east belt for northbound traffic as you head up towards the I-80 interchange as well as Foothill Drive. And it's Foothill Drive where you've got the accident that's probably the cause of most of this. That's on the exit ramp from I-80 eastbound to go northbound on Foothill. Down in Utah County, still a little bit of northbound congestion going past 2100 North. Heather?
Off and on delays remain. Southbound I-15 from Layton Parkway into downtown Salt Lake City. We're also picking up some heavier traffic on Legacy Parkway through Centerville and Bountiful. And then as you exit Legacy onto the West Side Belt, you're going to be under the speed limit down to I-80 West Interchange near the airport. For a top quality kitchen or bath with top quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time with no delays and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.